Hello, this is Jane. The first article from the Herald is Bid to Clean Upstream. And it's subtitled Watercourse Where Kids Paddled in Summer Now Left Smelly and Oily. A campaign to save an historic Wallingford Brook, described as an ecological disaster, has been launched. Many townspeople remember paddling in the Mill Brook, which runs parallel to Wallingford Sports Park and Hithercroft. The stream once supplied the moats of Wallingford Castle and fed mills, breweries and the town's water supply. But the man leading a push for its restoration says it's now in a poor state, often smells and looks oily. Excuse me when I go to the next page. In summer, we were joined by Environment Agency staff to assess the brook, and to our horror, it was covered in white foam and sewerage fungus. Passerbys were complaining of a terrible stench of sewage emitting from the water. Unsurprisingly, surveys last year by professional ecologists found no fish, mammals and almost no plants or invertebrates there. The council has still since made it its mission to restore the stretch to a healthy body of water. And a collaboration between Wild About Wallingford, the Wallingford Sports Park and the Millbrook Restoration Group, supported by the town council, are campaigning for a fix. They had water samples taken over the last 8 months, tested by a laboratory, and found episodic high levels of E. coli, a bacteria found in animal and human waste, and high biological oxygen demand, which measures the oxygen consumed by microorganisms decomposing organic matter. The reach is effectively dead and completely fails to meet ecological water quality and hydromorphology criteria set by the government, Mr. Akerman said. The campaign reported the pollution to Thames Water, which attended the site and concluded its sewer lines were clear and free of blockages, so they closed the case. Mr. Akerman added, "This seems totally inadequate given the evidence of sewage pollution that remains in the brook today." This has escalated from an ecological disaster to significant human health risk. The Millbrook also frequently floods onto Wallingford Sports Park, which hosts hundreds of players across dozens of sports throughout the year. A spokesperson for Thames Water said it was concluded that the source of the pollution was not from our assets, and instead from other sources, including oil that had been discarded into the river from a nearby allotment. A spokesperson for the Environment Agency said, "Our office identified evidence of pollution in the watercourse and launched an investigation. That investigation is ongoing and we will work with partners to identify the source and take any action necessary." And the article has a picture of a lot of the campaigners with their banners saying, "Clean our stream and saving our brook."